Part 3, 2020. The scriptures teaches us in Exodus 20:20. And Moses said unto the people, "Fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not." It is that fear, that respect for what God stands for, that demands that we must be diligent in our studies and not fear man or anything, but to fear God. Speaking of 2020, this descriptive in ophthalmology is in reference to vision. This has nothing to do with the preceding scripture. I just remembered when this old preacher, he was every bit of 90 years old, asked me one day, did I know what 2020 meant? And of course I didn't. And he told me that an old man told him that it meant that the first 20 means that you can read about 20 inches in front of you. And the second 20 indicates that you can see discerningly at a distance of 20 miles away from you. And regardless of what AskJevis.com says, I just like what the old preacher told me. And he told me with a gleam in his eye that this is where 2020 was coined. I just thought that I would share this with you, because it is all about trying to ascertain as much knowledge as possible and to share it, because God wishes for us to have knowledge so that we may not perish. And I just enjoy listening to very old people that are so full of wisdom, and I just wanted to share that with you. Look at the dynamics of divine creation. Look at the direct opposite of everything, and then you will enter into the realm of enlightenment. The direct opposite of end is to start or begin. God wants us to see the principle and the dynamics of his creation. He does not want us to be just mere receptacles of earthly men's knowledge. His desire is for us to have and to possess his knowledge. God's knowledge is the truth, and God will not ever hide the truth, because God is the truth. John 8:32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And remember in the book of Hosea 4:1-6, it says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." We must not be afraid to use the knowledge that Almighty God is imparting unto us. Principle 1. It is very important that you truly see the principle at work and understand it with no room for doubt. Doubt is the mother of disbelief, and we don't want to give birth to this type of thinking. That would be dangerous. Can you hear God telling the end that it has to stop? Remember, end, I-N, and E-N-D are synonymous as far as sound go. E-N-D had to come into play before creation could begin. Don't we all have some ends in our lives that need to be stopped and recognized so that a new beginning can come into play? Don't we all have some darkness in our lives needing light to come and intervene, thus destroying darkness' fingers of bondage? God had to deliver a word to creation, and that word is found in Genesis 1:3. And God said, "Let there be light," because it was at an end. There was nothingness, and God commanded it to begin. Glory to God. He is an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. This is power. The power that will enable us to overcome our enemies is the knowledge that shows us the enemy in the raw. What I am sharing with you is very important, because if you thought that the enemy was here for us to fight, then the war is over before we've even begun. And That's a losing battle. Why do you think that the Lord say, let him fight our battles for us? Our job is to recognize the enemy and to avoid him. If you do not know the nature of the beast, how can you or I avoid him? Let the Lord be a lamp unto our feet. Let there be light. Amen. As I've stated before, everything in the universe has a direct opposite of itself. This is what causes divine balance. Without the knowledge of direct opposites, we as a people would not be able to cope in God's creation. If balance cannot be established in the beginning, then you cannot have a foundation. Only the God of the universe can establish this foundation. Before the foundation of the earth, God was considering us. Read Psalms 102 and 25. We must, those of us that are in prison all over the United States and abroad, those of us that are on drugs, those of us that are in gangs, those of us that are under the impression that we cannot better ourselves because of what society has told us and shown us. Let me be the very first to say that this is a lie straight from the pits of hell. It's time to wake up, sleepy giants of God, and take your rightful place in the world as true kings and queens. We must tell them and show them that they are lying when they say that we cannot stay out of prison. They do not like me very much because it's been over 21 years since I've been in prison. Since the prison belongs to them, I am going to let them have it. Let's protest by not going back to prison. Let's be a light unto the world of our children and loved ones. Let's truly make a difference. You really don't know just how powerful you are, but you will in time. God always uses the incarcerated and the so-called worst of the bunch to do a job for him. Once the people of God realize the tricks that has been played on them by the archenemy and was designed to keep them down, we will get further ahead than ever before. Principle 2. Now let's look at the second key of what God is establishing. This is also found in the first verse of Genesis, and you will see the law or principle of opposites being shown. Heaven, earth. When you see the word heaven, automatically the mind registers on the high realm of creation, the spiritual realm. Heaven represents the God realm. Heaven is that place where God resides with all of his heavenly and angelic host, where his righteousness is perpetually being performed and his songs of glory and praises never cease. The direct opposite of heaven is the lower realm, the realm of carnality, the earthly realm, the realm of sin, the realm of Satan. It is so very important that we see what God is showing us and understand why God uses this principle for us to understand why certain things are, and because of those things, his glory and majesty will be realized. Please remember that God does things with reason and with purpose. Keeping this theme in mind will allow you to grow stronger without the fear and confusion of what God has done, while understanding the balance of God's divine design. This principle must be realized. Let's take these opposites, heaven and earth, a little bit further in this exegesic exploration. The picture that I am praying that's being painted is the idea that whatever is here, God has given it permission to exist. And if it is here, there is only two things that you can do with it. You can do wrong with it, or you can do right with it. But in any event, you're going to do something. The decision has to be made, and it is not forced upon you. You can do those things of heaven, or you can do those things of earth. But remember that God puts all of this into play for His glory without man's permission. So, you see, we cannot say that we didn't know the consequences of our actions. We must stop lying to ourselves, and we must recognize when others are lying to us. Scripture teaches us that God cast an angel down from His realm, the heavenly realm, to a place that would be a realm ruled by that angel that was cast down. That angel was named Lucifer. Lucifer is a Latin derivative which means morning star or the light bearer. Something very wonderful happens when you are looking at this morning star early in the morning. As the sun rises, you'll see this star running for its life as the power of the sun overtakes it and consumes it until it disappears. Satan is just like that morning star, so beautiful and bright until the power of the sun exposes it to the truth, the word of God. He'll run for cover instinctively, but there is nowhere for falsehood to hide. There is a word that is found in the book of Isaiah 14, 12 through 15. And the place that he landed is called earth. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. When God created man in the garden, was not Satan already in the proverbial Garden of Eden? This is why the Lord teaches us that we are born in sin, because Satan was already here when man was created. Satan was cast down before creation of man. You see, before anything comes into existence, God places the nature of that thing into existence, that invisible thing. And then in time, it is clothed with its purpose. I know this to be a fact because Satan says he is here going to and fro throughout the earth, seeking whom he may devour. You must understand that Lucifer was given his marching orders before his descending from heaven. The earth is the place of sin. This is the place ruled by the archenemy. If Satan was cast down, where did he land? And if earth is the home of the archenemy, you could rightly call this place hell. Is not hell the opposite of heaven? Of course it is. Remember, when you go to war, one of the very first things you need to know about your enemy is his home. And the Lord is letting us know that this is the home of Satan. Now that we know that this is the home of Satan, how do we fight him? How do we destroy him? The answer to this question is that we don't fight him. And we don't want to be under the impression that we can destroy him, because we cannot. Only God Almighty can do that. Give that battle over to the Lord, and he'll make your enemy your footstool. Read in Revelation 12, verse 7 through 9. There is a picture of Satan being cast down from heaven, the high realm of God, to the lower realm, which is called earth. God Almighty rules the higher realm and allows Satan to rule the lower realm. Sin is forever with us. Read Romans 7, verse 14 through 21.